We're the Red Debate, and we're on Lone Watch today. It's Chris here, and I'm also joined by Tom. How you doing?
Good, mate. Not too bad. I enjoy the Lone Watch.
gotta love the Lone Watch. And we're both massive fans of this lad. We tweet all of his screamers, basically, and love him pretty much. So it's Harry Wilson on the agenda today. And reason for the update is... So my cousin is a diehard Derby fan, season ticket holder. So I kind of ask him quite regularly for updates about how Wilson's getting on. There's also been a bit of chat that he might come back in January. And you seem to think that that's an option, but unlikely to happen. Would you agree?
Yeah. Shall I just start by saying, when you announced this podcast, I was absolutely beaming. I love Harry Wilson. I'm hugely invested in this boy's career, largely for no reason. So Frank Lampard said that Liverpool have the option to recall Wilson in January.
I don't think I would either.
No, should we wrap it up there? Thanks for listening, everyone. No, I wouldn't. I think he's getting invaluable experience there in a really decent team. I think Derby could go up. They're not in the automatics at the moment with Leeds and Norwich there, but I think the way Derby's set up, like, we watched them against West Brom and they press so high. Wilson plays wide in the front three. They play a 4-3-3 similar to us. I think Lampard obviously likes him. The fans obviously like him. As we will hear, we've got an excerpt from a Derby County podcast to play you later about Harry Wilson. But I wouldn't recall him actually. I don't see where he'd get his game for Liverpool. I think it wouldn't help his development.
Yeah, totally agree. Yeah, I think that's probably, you know, the point of the loan in the first place shouldn't be forgotten. And my one concern would be that I've said this quite a few times about Pogba previously, he's very much a highlights player. And one of the things that I regularly ask my cousin is how well he actually plays.
Because this is the thing, the Liverpool fans, majority of you, forgive me if you do watch Derby regularly, but the majority of you guys, and us also included, won't have seen much of him aside from the highlights reels. Yeah. And his highlights reels are bloody impressive.
They're incredible.
The way that kid strikes a ball is phenomenal. But, you know, I don't know the answer myself to how is he playing overall. I don't really know.
So, it's funny comparison you said to me earlier about he's the new Laurent Robert.
Do you know what, mate? It's in the podcast snippet. So, yeah, the guys who run Steve Bloomer's Washing podcast kindly let us use their Harry Wilson feature that they did in their recent pod. And the host of that has a mate who's a Liverpool fan also, and he likened him to Laurent Robert. But you'll hear from those guys a bit later. But
yeah, it's an interesting point, isn't it? So my cousin's of the belief that when they first started the season, the obvious comparison was Wilson and their other youngster they've got, Mason Mount.
Yeah, Mason Mount's meant to be really good, isn't it?
Yeah, and... If anyone's read the original blog that we put together on Wilson, my cousin opted for Mount as the better player.
If you haven't read that already, you should. It's a really good piece, and I'm not just saying that because Chris has written it. But James's insights are great. He talks about other previous Liverpool loanee at Derby, Jordan Ibe as well. But it was just after Wilson scored that scorcher at Old Trafford.
Check that out
if you haven't seen it. It's on our website, theredebate.com.
And that is kind of one of the things that he mentioned was that the Screamers are, I mean, pretty publicised on social media, but they kind of divert the attention from the way he's actually playing. And the fact that he opted still for Mason Mount as a better player was quite interesting, because I just assumed that Wilson was absolutely tearing it up. But then you do get caught up with these, you know, wonder goals that he continually keeps scoring. And obviously while he is scoring, he's contributing to the team, and he's being responsible for some of their positive results, which is great to see.
Yeah.
But I asked him the same question just a couple of weeks ago, and he said that Wilson's overall performance had generally got better, but he still thinks that Mount is the better footballer.
Yeah.
Which I think is quite an interesting point, and potentially why before we loaned him he was struggling to make that breakthrough.
Well, Mount is a very like technical tempo midfielder. Wilson is more a moments player, as you say. He's got real magic in that left foot. And Wilson's more unpredictable. You do tend to get more inconsistency in those kind of attacking flair players. I've got to say, the player that springs to mind most for me when I think about Wilson is Jesse Lingard, in a weird way. Do you remember that quote from Ferguson? I mean, the quote's from a long time ago, but Ferguson said that he always thought Lingard would be the sort of player who did have a big future in the first team, but not till later on because of his physique and just because of how he predicted his physical development to go. So Jesse Lingard has had several loan spells, including one at Derby, so we should actually ask Derby fans about Lingard.
That's true, yeah.
Wilson. So he was on loan at Leicester, then Birmingham, then Brighton, and then Derby before going to United. And I mean, Wilson's slight, isn't he? And he doesn't have explosive pace. He admittedly 21, so he's not the youngest, but he just doesn't seem to have the adult frame on him yet.
Yeah, that's true. But a season in the Championship should sort that out. I think what you're saying about the technical ability, for me, he's just an utter goal scorer, isn't he?
So he's just a goal scorer, which he didn't seem to be when he was first playing in our youth system. He was playing as a winger, pretty much. He's now.
Yeah.
He then went on to become a goal scorer, and he was too good for the youth levels throughout Liverpool. And he's now continued as a goal scorer, but nicely as the right of a front three.
In which case, though, then his overall performance will be continually judged by the amount of goals that he's scoring. Because that's the kind of position that he's playing in now.
True.
And at the moment, he is scoring a lot of goals.
He is. He can't really do better. He scored a shitload for Hull as well.
Yeah.
Hull fans love Harry.
That loan spell he had at Hull was incredible.
Yeah, he was really, really good. He was really good.
And he basically saved them, didn't he?
Yeah. And you could argue that he's Derby's best player at the moment. I don't know what the Steve Bloomer's podcast boys think directly when asked that question. But from what I hear, Derby fans say that their best players at the moment are Wilson and Mount. You know, you could bring them into the Prem.
That's
why I would rather him stay. I'd rather him have that on his CV, that he's their top scorer at the moment. I'd rather him have on his CV that he was top scorer for Derby and got them up to the Premiership than he came back and maybe played 5 league games.
Yeah, I think one of the other interesting points, obviously Jordan Ibe was there previously, player who played on the other side of the wing, but similar position. And at the time was touted for big things with Liverpool, didn't make it with us. Can you see that happening with Wilson?
We bought him back in January.
Yeah, so we bought him back. Yeah.
Rewind to what season was it? It was a Rodgers season, I can't remember the exact year. But you know, rewind, we could have been having this discussion about Ibe and would we bring him back at the time. Do you remember he smacked the post against Everton on the game he was brought back for?
I'm genuinely surprised at Ibe's spiral.
Same. I think Ibe is a confidence player, and I think as his confidence has dropped, so has his performance level.
Because he can't even get in the Bournemouth team now.
No, and I know this is partly wishful thinking, but there were times when I thought that Ibe was more of a prospect for us than Sterling, and they've just had totally, you know, they've gone on different trajectories their careers.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ibe doesn't get his game at Bournemouth. I don't know what Wilson's Liverpool future holds. I would love to see him do well. Do I think he will come and do well? I don't know. But I think he's more likely to do so if he has a full pre-season with Klopp under his belt next summer and starts next season.
Yeah, that's true.
I actually actively don't want him to come back this January. I'll be disappointed if he does.
Same. I think it would really knock his confidence as well, just sitting on the bench. Or even if he gets on the bench, it wouldn't be guaranteed, would it?
No.
And he'd be competing against people like Shaqiri for minutes.
Yeah.
So yeah, positive signs at Derby. Safe to say the fans seem to be very impressed, and if we continue scoring, then yeah, bodes well for us.
It does. Should we go over to the Steve Bloomer's podcast boys and hear what they had to say about Harry in their latest podcast episode? This was after he'd scored the belter against Swansea, which if you haven't seen it, head to anywhere on the internet really. Why not head to our Twitter site? We've posted videos of most of Harry Wilson's good bits. So yeah, over to the Steve Bloomer's washing podcast.
Derby saw off Potter and his Swansea side thanks to our very own wizard called Harry. TV pundits were suggesting that Harry Wilson is now outshining Mason Mount. And it's hard to disagree, really, isn't it? I mean, he's our top scorer, although Marriott didn't play at the weekend. He's playing with real purpose, isn't he? Confidence, energy, even as the wider man in that front three, and it's just absolutely worlds away from the player who looked a little bit lost, frankly, and on the opening day, opening weekend against Reading.
Yeah, I totally agree. I remember him not really wanting the ball, not seeming like confident when he received the ball. I then went to the Oldham game, which I've mentioned a few times, and again, he did set up the goal. I think it was an own goal, or Tomori might have scored it to put us 1-0 up. He didn't look great then, and I was questioning. Got a few friends who are Liverpool fans, and I said, not being that impressed so far, but recently he stepped up, and he was an absolute class apart on Saturday. If it wasn't for Wilson and that excellent left foot of his, we would not have won that game, because I just thought we lacked a creative spark. Mount struggled to get into the game, I thought, on Saturday. They did quite a good job in the centre of midfield, and it was that those moments of magic from Wilson, well, the first moment of magic and then the great interception for the second one, that were the difference between the two teams.
Talk us through that first one then. I mean, with everyone seeing the replays from all the angles, you must have had a decent view yourself in the south stand. Try to explain to me how Harry Wilson has got the ball to bend like that with his left foot at the very last minute. Someone tweeted that it looked as if it took a deflection in midair. That's how drastically it moved in the air to swerve inside the post.
It was a great strike, but I want to take you back about a minute before where our defending again wasn't great. We seemed to get too narrow, and Carson made a really sharp save 1-on-1. We then cleared the ball down the line. It came across into the middle and then out to the wing. The ball came to Wilson maybe 40 yards out, and just no one pressured him. And he took a touch, looked up, took another touch, and was like, I'm going to hit this. And it was completely out of nothing. I was slightly to the left of it, so I didn't see the bend, but the fact the keeper didn't move, you knew it was a high quality strike. And seeing it again on the replay and the big screen, like, unbelievable strike. And one of the best goals I've seen live at Pride Park, and definitely the best goal I've seen this season.
A mate of mine, who's a Liverpool fan, when I told him, he referred to Harry Wilson as the Welsh Lauren Robert.
It's a fair point, mate.
From his Newcastle days, presumably, yeah. not his horrendous stint at Derby.
Blimey, I'd forgotten about that, yeah.
So would I until quite recently. I was thinking earlier about whether it's Wilson's best goal. I think it is, you know. I mean, he's got a few in his collection now. He doesn't really tend to score ordinary goals. Even the tapping he scored was at the end of like a sweeping team move. But if you look at the bangers in his collection, I think there's, you know, the top three is quite clear. It's Man United, Stoke, the free kick against Stoke, and the one against Swansea at the weekend. And I think the Swansea one is the first one. I mean, I think the Swansea one is the best goal he scored for us. I mean, if you look at them in isolation, the Stoke free kick was great. We'll come on to that. The Man United free kick was incredible, but free kicks, he's got all the time in the world to line that up, hasn't he? There's no pressure on him, whereas that Swansea goal and the way it moved in the air at the end was just phenomenal, and I think that gives it the edge for me.
Nice one, boys. Thank you ever so much for letting us use that excerpt. If any Liverpool fans want to hear more from Derby, then we would recommend following Steve Bloomer's Washing. We will post up links to their Twitter account, and we'll post the full listening link to that episode of the podcast. So
that is it for Lane Watch. We will continue to keep tabs on Wilson. I'm sure if he scores a few more screamers, it'll be all over our Twitter again.
Head to our Twitter.
Hopefully he gets promoted, I guess.
Yep, that's what I'm hoping for.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Cheers.